This is Steve-O of The Steve-O Show, and you're listening to Jane Jackson Careers.
Well, hello and welcome back to my careers podcast, where I interview fascinating professionals who've made amazing career changes. Now, I've had about 2 weeks break from podcasting, mainly because I've just been really, really busy with career development workshops and LinkedIn workshops, so I got a bit behind. However, I've interviewed a wonderful woman, one of my ex-clients who has transitioned into entrepreneurship, and I'd like to introduce to you Eliza Ludwig. However, twice we tried to record this via Skype and had some technical issues, so we decided to meet in a coffee shop. So after I've done the introduction, we will transition over to our coffee shop chat, and so you'll notice a little bit of a change in the volume, but I'm sure it'll be fine. So let me introduce Eliza Ludwig. Now, with Eliza's amazing financial acumen, which she gained through working in the financial services sector, she discovered the secrets to managing money. And out of her desire to assist others struggling with their finances, she has launched her consulting business, Bread Budgeting Services. As an accredited financial analyst with over 15 years' experience in financial accounting, management accounting, and strategy analysis, it's clear she knows what she's talking about. Eliza gained her skills in a range of industries within not-for-profit, financial services, transport, and FMCG, fast-moving consumer goods, and has a diploma in financial planning and an agribusiness degree. Now, she asks us, are you working around the clock but still can't afford a day off? Do you love your product but can't understand why your customers are not buying it? Or do you just have a business idea you'd like to try out but don't know where to start? Now, it starts with the budget, but it's also about so much more. So some of the things she helps her clients with are how to price your product so they sell and aligned with your goals, exploring new product and business ideas, and quantifying the effects of diversification, specialization, and other business ideas. So I'm going to transition over to our coffee shop chat now and enjoy our conversation. So I'm sitting here in the Peppercorn coffee shop in Cremorne with the lovely Eliza Ludwig, who runs Bread Budgeting Services. And this is actually the third time that we're having this interview, because we tried via Skype and it didn't work. And we thought, OK, well, let's go into a coffee shop. It'll be quite atmospheric. So any sound that you hear is quite natural in the coffee shop. So welcome, Eliza.
Hi, thanks.
Yeah. It's lovely to have you here. And so now, I coached you a while back, mm-hmm. and you were coming out of corporate, mm-hmm. and you enjoyed your corporate life, and then there was a little bit of a change, there was a redundancy, mm-hmm. and so you started to reassess what you really wanted to do in your career. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what happened as we were reassessing?
Well, I suppose I'd always had this ambition of being a consultant. It started when I was at university. I actually did an agribusiness degree. I wasn't sure. I knew I didn't want to necessarily be making hay or training horses, but I knew I wanted to do something in that area. And it wasn't until the final, one of the final units that we did, which was rural consulting, and a lecturer had been a consultant, and he went to Samoa and did various things, and he'd go into a community and he'd ask the farmers what it was that they wanted to learn more about, and he would research it and he would report back to them, and they would come up with ideas and different things to research. And I just thought that was really fascinating, making such a difference at such a grassroots level, and really what the people were needing, and being able to action these changes so quickly has always appealed to me. So I suppose being made redundant was just sort of a bit of a kick that I needed to go, right, this is something you've always wanted to do, it's now or never, let's just give it a go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So you transitioned into entrepreneurship.
Yes.
And so how did you come across this idea of this business that you're doing now, Bread Budgeting Services?
Well, I suppose it's part of, so I'd worked in various financial roles, both financial accounting and management accounting, I suppose, and financial analysis. So it's really bringing all that together. founder, I've always had a passion for small businesses. I always go into small businesses and my brain is ticking of different things that they could do or things that they do well. So I think it was just sort of almost a natural progression to move into this. It's an area where I feel, because I've worked with supply chain, I've worked with operations, I've worked with engineering, sales and marketing, so I feel I've got quite a holistic view of the different aspects of a business, but from a financial point of view, which a lot of people run away and don't want to know, which is completely fine by me because I'm happy to do it for them. So, yeah.
Okay. And so you're leveraging on your existing skills. Did you find it a challenge at all coming from a corporate environment and after many years and then going into your own business? Because that can be quite daunting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been absolutely brilliant, but I just underestimated how much there is I needed to know, being, you know, very functionally competent in finance, now coming and sort of going, suddenly I need to know intricate details about building a website and intricate details about the legal side of it and contract law and things that I just had no idea of. Even down to the very basic level of my printer keeps breaking down and I'm just sort of like, who do I call to can come fix my printer? I don't know. But it's been really good. I've learned so much from that. I suppose another real thing is really just getting up and getting moving. You know, you're so used to sort of being in the office, and once you're in the office, that's go. I've had to be really strict on that. But yeah, it's been really, really fun and a really good new challenge. Yeah.
Actually, it's so different when you're running your own business, especially when you're starting out and maybe it's a business from home, and then disciplining yourself so that you can really multitask and do everything that's required when you set up a business. Because in the past, where you were, you had support staff. And then now, when it's your own business and you're trying to, you know, keep the costs low to start off with, then you're doing everything yourself. And as you say, marketing, social media marketing, well, luckily finance is your strength, so that's not a problem. But right down to, you know, oh yes, how do I fix equipment when it breaks down? There isn't someone, there isn't the IT guy that you can say, hey, you know, IT, can you just fix it for me? So everything is actually, you're forking it out of your own pocket. So you've got to budget very carefully. So luckily, that's your strength.
Yes.
And so how did you come up with the name Bread Budgeting?
It's funny, really, but I worked in a bakery when I was at high school and university, and I actually really loved it. And I actually like bread. I know there's all this gluten-free stuff and people don't like gluten, but I do still like fresh bread. But also I think it encapsulates a lot about my life, which is I really like just very simple things. I don't need a lot of very extravagant things, or I think the simple things are often the nicest. Also, you know, bread meaning money. So it's sort of got that double meaning there. And, so I think it was funny, the business name was the first thing I thought of, even before I knew what type of business it was, before I even knew I was going to do this. I always said, if I have a business, I'm going to call it Bread.
I like the name Bread because also because it's yeasty, and then you leave yeast and then it rises.
Yes.
So that's quite auspicious. So bread means money, yeast rises, your business grows. It's all got lots of really good metaphors there as well. So with Bread Budgeting Services, now that you've started, and you're now starting to take on clients, what are the services that you provide?
I think in the intro you mentioned that it starts with budgeting, but it is so much more. So I saw a clever quote the other day and it said, budgeting is telling your money where to go rather than wondering where it went. So it's really about, people probably know they may be making a profit or maybe they're not making a profit, but it's about saying, okay, where exactly is that money going, and is that where you want it to be going? It's also about exploring some ideas that businesses may have, but rather than just sort of mucking in and having a go, putting a few guidelines around what we could look at before to see if that is the best idea, if there's some other ideas they could try. It's sort of a bit of a try before you buy. Obviously, it'll be theoretical rather than practical. That's something I'd like to help them with, and just general business ideas. Since starting the business, I've gotten to know a lot of local people who are doing marketing, you know, soloists also who are doing marketing for small business and things. So also putting them in contact with the right people and maybe coming up with some a group of people who can help them.
No, so really helping businesses grow, get their finances sorted, making sure the cash flow is ticking along very nicely. Because isn't that one of the biggest problems with solopreneurs or any small business or any business really, is the cash flow?
Yeah.
So what's the secret to managing cash flow?
Well, I mean, cash is king, so it's about trying to make sure that the cash is coming in. For some businesses, that's about having a shorter payment cycle. So rather than 4 weeks from invoice date, it's actually 1 week from invoice date, or offering discounts for early payment. For others, it might be having a retainer, so a client who you do a lot of work with, having them on retainer so that you've got constant cash flow through that. It's also about your sales pipeline, and making sure that you've got enough, you know, you're not all stacked at the end of the year, and so you're waiting until, you know, either the end of the financial year or the end of the calendar year for income to come in. So, yeah, it's, I suppose, quite specific to the business you're in, but yeah, there's a lot of different options.
Yes, I know, and especially when it comes to consulting, which is like my business, it's so cyclical, and sometimes it's so busy, and then other times, oh, it's not quite so busy, and so that cash flow goes up and down and up and down, and unless you've got that constant pipeline that you're working on, I think a lot of people, when they're working on in their business rather than on their business and the marketing, when they're in their business, they're so busy doing what they love doing. Most of us get into this sort of work because we're doing what we really love. But then when that assignment is over, then you've got to start marketing all over again. And I think one of the things I've learned is when I'm busy working on something, make sure that I'm still continuing with the marketing and setting it up.
Yeah.
So what do you do to market your business?
At the moment, I'm mostly on Facebook, and I've also got a blog, which I update. I haven't updated over the school holidays. I had a surprise visit from my dad. So it was a lovely visit, business on hold.
Then juggling family, children. It's quite difficult being a mum entrepreneur too.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, just sort of giving tips through my blog. On my Facebook page, I have a lot of interesting articles or podcasts that I've read, including other podcasts of yours, Jane. There's a lot on there. I'm just learning my way around Twitter. The area that I live in is very active with local businesses as well. So there's a Facebook page for my local area in Inner West Sydney, and I've learned about a lot of local businesses through that, and a lot of local businesses have learned about me through that, so I found that really, really helpful.
You know, there's that new phase craze now, the Pokemon Go.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure you've read all about it. And I've been reading quite a number of articles at how Pokemon Go is so good for helping create awareness of certain businesses. So if you've got a coffee shop or you've got a retail outlet and you drive traffic through the Pokemon Go system, I'm not quite sure exactly how it works, but one of the women that I know who runs her own coffee shop, she says, unbelievable, we got 30% more traffic coming through because it was one of the spots that the Pokemon little people, I don't know all the technical terms, that's where they were coming, and
how
people
genius.
Were coming in droves, and then they were giving them a discount if they ordered certain food. It's quite clever.
That is fantastic. You always have wonderful ideas, Jane. Thank you.
You never know. But okay, so if we go on to your website, which is?
Breadbudgetingservices.com.
And I will have all of your links on my show notes as well.
Great.
So breadbudgetingservices.com. What can people find?
You can find my blog. You can find a bit more about my background and my work experience, or my executive background, I suppose. You can also find a bit about me, my personal life. And there's also a price list on there, which has all the different services that I offer. So it's quite tiered. So there's different things. You can either just dip your toes, or you can engage me altogether, and there's a contact form on there also where you can center it.
So how does it work? How does it work? What are the different levels of support that you provide for businesses?
Yep. Okay. So I've got some online templates, which are relatively cheap, and they come through as a download, and you can input all the data yourself.
Yeah. So what are these templates?
Like a budget template, a cash flow template. Also, there's one for investment analysis, and I'm not talking, you know, investing in buying property. I just mean, you know, you want to know whether to undertake, you know, pay somebody to help you with your marketing, or you're looking at that, hard to figure out whether that's worth it or what the payback will be. Then, and also a bit of a values inventory as well. So just what are the things that are unique about you and your business, and are you marketing that, and would you like to market that? And just some things about you personally, I suppose, in terms of what is it you want to achieve from your business? You know, is it just to have one day off a week? Is it to increase profit? Is it, you know, because obviously what you want out of it will you know, dictate which strategy you undertake. Then I've also got workshops. I'm hoping to run for a year. I've got my first one coming up at the end of July. So that will go through the templates in more detail and offer a bit more of my support in filling those out and ideas.
And what's the name of the workshop?
Well, at the moment I'm calling it Business Banter, just because it's just going to be sort of a talking session at first, just trying to understand what the needs are and then going through and offering more support. I haven't got a proper formal name for it other than that.
Business banter is good. Yeah. Yes, because we all like to have a chat. Mm-hmm. And also, it's quite lonely when you're a solopreneur, mm-hmm. and having other small business owners, you know, to share the ideas with, and also to share whatever challenges you might be experiencing and how to overcome them. It's a great network. So it's educational, and it's a networking opportunity when people come to your workshops.
Yes.
So that's fantastic.
Right.
And so you've got all of those details on your website, breadbudgetingservices.com.
Absolutely,
not .au, just .com?
No, .com.
Okay,
yep.
.com, perfect. Mm-hmm. And what's your Facebook page called?
Also Bread Budgeting Services.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we just go at Bread Budgeting Services, we'll find you. Perfect.
Yes.
Are you on Twitter?
I am.
Yeah.
I think it's Bread Bud Serve. So BREADBUDSERV. That's what
okay.
it comes. I know.
I'll put it in the show notes. I'll look it up, make sure it's
yes,
right.
I know. I haven't been too happy about that. But
and you know, last week I went live on my podcast, The Twitter Guru. Keith Keller.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you're getting into Twitter, he's the one to follow.
Okay,
yeah,
I listened to the CFO who came back, who was within I listened to her, but
she was amazing.
One.
No, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Went live last Monday.
Okay.
And it's Keith Keller. He's down in Melbourne. But he has got 45,000 followers.
Wow.
He uses everything is Twitter.
Yeah,
he's all about Twitter.
Yeah.
So he's a really, really good Twitter guru to follow as well.
Brilliant.
So you're the Bread Budgeting Services guru.
Yes.
Okay, so it's really business consulting services with a strong focus on finance.
That's right, exactly.
And so you're the guru in that area.
Yeah.
And so it was such a pleasure talking to you today. Thanks for telling us all about the business and also about how you transitioned out of the corporate life into entrepreneurship.
No problem.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for take three. I hope this is more successful than my dodgy internet.
Okay. Talk to you again
soon. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/JaneJacksonCareers. There are over 180,000 book titles to choose, so give it a go and get your free audiobook today from audibletrial.com/JaneJacksonCareers.
You've been listening to Jane Jackson Careers. Sign up to receive regular career advice at janejacksoncoach.com.